Hey girl, hey, welcome back to Girl Same, the podcast where we say it all out loud. I'm your host, Tiffany, and this is your space to feel seen, heard, and understood. Whether you're trying to figure it out, laughing through the chaos, or just need a break from pretending to have it all together. Girl, same. Okay, guys, so took a while for me to make this video. I said video, make this episode. Took a while for me to make this episode. Life has been lifing. So yeah, I've been dealing with life and kind of got sidetracked, but I'm trying to get back on track with the podcast. We are on episode 8. We literally have 2 episodes of this season, okay? 2 more episodes, okay? And one of them I want to have a guest on. So bear with me, y'all. I pushed out episode 7. They said usually podcasts don't make it past 7 episodes, but we're going to be the exception. So, but yeah, I've been having the idea for this episode for a while. I just didn't know how I wanted to come about it. Or if I even wanted to talk about it. It's a really deep episode. It's a really deep topic. I might not cry. I might cry. I don't know. I feel like I won't cry because crying about this, but I've cried enough over the years. And so I think I'm pretty good, but it's a really deep topic, in my opinion. And somebody may be able to relate if they're listening to this, be like, girl. Same, okay, girl, same. So, anywho, I wasn't scrolling on TikTok this time, y'all. I was scrolling on Facebook, and it's crazy because I have been seeing a lot of people getting married, getting engaged, you know, all the things that we do when we're grown, buying houses, all the things. And like the one person that I'm like close to that I know, they had literally just got engaged. They just got married like maybe last month, the end of last month. And I was happy for them. You know, I was like, yes, period, do your thing. This other person, however, we've known each other since middle school. I'm not like friends with them outside of social media, but we've known each other since middle school. We follow each other on social media. They had got engaged, and I have been following like their journey off and on just to see, like, you know, they would post updates on their, you know, journey to getting married. And I would like, if I'm on Facebook, because I follow them on Facebook, I would see their stories. I was like, oh, let me just look and see what's going on. And then I would hop off, and I didn't feel anything about it, you know. So very recently, I'm gonna say like the end of last month, they posted a story, and it was just basically like they had their, I want to say it was like their bridal shower or whatever. And I was like, okay, that's cute. But then the next story was basically like them saying how they met their partner, like how them and their partner met, whatever. And it was so cute. It was saying that they first met in high school. They were friends in high school. The guy had, I think he was on the football team, and she was a cheerleader. She was the captain of the cheerleading squad. So like they knew of each other, and like they were friends, and like they would always see each other whenever they had games because she would have to cheer for them. And then they met again because they ended up going to the same college. They didn't know they were going to the same college, but they ended up going to the same college. And they was like, they met at college, and they was like, oh wow, hey. And then like they just went from there, you know? And for some odd reason, that got to me. And I cannot for the life of you tell you why. I know for me, I kind of always wanted that like childhood love story, like we meet in high school and then we just realize that we don't want to be without each other and we go through life together, get married, have kids, all those things. I kind of wanted that. Then I kind of wanted like the college love story where you meet in college and, you know, go from there. And it never happened for me. And so I don't know. I just felt like, dang, like it was a pain. And it was like a damn, will it ever happen for me kind of moment watching, like reading that. And I don't know where that came from because literally after that is when the other person revealed that they were, you know, engaged and they were getting married. And I was like, and I didn't feel anything like for that other person, but reading that, how we met story, it just kind of got to me, and I cannot for the life of you tell you why. And it just made me think about all the times that I was like, when is it going to happen for me? When is it going to happen for me? When is it going to happen for me? Like, you see everybody getting engaged, getting married, getting in relationships, and this never happened for me. I've never been in a long-term relationship. Never, like maybe a summer fling, but nothing long-term. And people are like, well, how did that happen if you got kids? And like, you would be surprised. You would be surprised. So yeah, I don't know. And it's funny because now that I'm in my mid-30s and I'm actively dating, it's still not going anywhere. And I'm still like, when is it going to happen for me? At first, I didn't want to be like in my head, I pictured being 25, married, having kids by like 30. And it didn't happen that way. So I'm like, well, I definitely don't want to be single by 30. Here I am, 34, still single, not a prospect in sight. Men only still want sex. Like, when, then it's just like, well, damn, like, when is it going to happen for me? And this person is younger than me. I think her and my sister are the same age. They were in the same, I believe they were in the same grade. I think at one point they were in the same class. Because her and my sister were, they were cool at one point when they were in school. But yeah, I'm just like, when will it happen for me? Like, you date, give someone a chance, give someone a chance, and it just doesn't go anywhere. And I remember, this was years ago, but I remember reading the article, and someone was like, people think that people who've never been in relationships don't experience heartbreak, but we experience heartbreak, just a different kind of heartbreak. You experience the kind of heartbreak where, like, you meet someone and you think it's going to go somewhere and then it doesn't. Like, they ended up ghosting you or something like that, and it just doesn't work out. And it's just a heartbreak of, damn, another one bites the dust, Instead of the kind of heartbreak where, like, you break up because they cheated or something. They think that, oh, like, yeah, you're not heartbroken. That's heartbreaking. Especially if you've been like talking to this person, dating this person for a while, and then all of a sudden they just like disappear, or it's just like, yeah, I'm not really feeling this. I think we should see other people. Okay. And you can't get mad because you technically weren't together, like you weren't exclusive. So it was like, okay, yeah, we can do that. And it's just like, ugh, now I gotta start all over. That's draining. Like, people, dating can be fun, and trust me, I've had my fun, but it can also be draining because it's like, when is one of them going to stick, So, yeah, and like, I don't know, I've just always been, I've gotten over the whole when is it going to be me thing, because for a good while, y'all, I would cry about it. And then they'd be like, girl, why the hell are you crying? But I was always like the third, fourth, fifth, sixth wheel, my friends would always have someone, my sister's brother's mom would always have someone. Like, everybody I know would be, partnered up, and here I am, the single one. It would be like, I remember my aunt, she's dead now, but like from the age of like 12, she would ask me like, where's your man? And I was like, I don't got one. And then I remember, like, in my 20s, she's like, where your man? And I'm like, I don't have one. I ain't got one. She's like, you still ain't got a man? Like, every time I see her, she asks that question. And I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna get a man so she can stop asking me that question. And the fact that she died and I still don't have a man, like, the last thing she asked me was, where your man? And I'm like, I don't have one. She's like, you still don't have a man? And the fact that this lady died without ever seeing me again. The fact that this lady died without ever seeing me get into a relationship, get married, is insane. Like, now I really gotta do it. And it's just like sometimes I think about like, well, damn, am I just for sex? And that's a crazy thing to think about, but it's like, damn, am I really just for sex? Like, we know men only want sex, but it's just like, damn, maybe that's all I'm fucking meant for. Then it's the fact that this I have thoughts of like, maybe I'm just not meant to be in a relationship. Like, maybe that's just not the thing that God has for my life. Like, God has different things planned for people's lives, and maybe relationships just isn't in my future. It isn't in my life. You know, it isn't the plan that he has for my life. And it's like, that's something that you have to like sit with and grieve. Like, I've grieved a lot of things in my life, and it's just like, I've grieved not finishing college. I've grieved not living the life that I've always visioned living. I've grieved not having daughters. And now I gotta grieve the fact that maybe getting to a relationship, getting married, it's not in my life's plans. It's not in my life's sphere. Like, in this lifetime, like, goddamn. Well, maybe in my next life, that'll happen. But in this life that I'm currently living, I guess it's not. I don't know. And it's like, damn, I don't want to be 40 getting married and getting into my first real relationship. Like, what the fuck? You know, what the fuck? But at the same time, it's like, I don't know. I guess beggars can't be choosers. I guess. I don't know. I don't know. But like, I don't know, maybe somebody can relate to it. And I, like I said, this was going to be a heavy topic to talk about, but it's been one that I've been like thinking about and dealing with. And yeah, like I've been single, but I've never been like lonely. I've always had men interested, but they were just interested in a sexual manner. And it's like, I don't want that. I don't want that. Like, I'm over the sex. I'm over it. I don't want that no more, you know? And it's like, damn. So right about now, I just am like taking a break from dating and just, you know, focusing on me and my current situation. And I'm just like, if it's not something that's supposed to happen, then I'm not going to force it. I'm not. Because the more you force it, the more it's just gonna go away. It's just gonna go away from you. So I'm like, I'm not gonna force it, and I'm not going to, you know, like, I can't help but think about it, but at the same time, like, I'm just gonna give dating a rest. I'm gonna give it a rest because clearly it's not meant for me. It's not meant for me. Like, yeah, dating is fun. You do what you gotta do, but it's not meant for me. And I'm not going to force something that's not meant for me. And then people be like, because, okay, I seen, you know, a few videos on TikTok, people having the same issue. And like, you know, you're not the only one out there going through it. But then at the same time, you still feel like you're the only one out there going through it. Like, I know there's plenty of people out there who have never had serious relationships. You know, and they're well into their 40s and 50s. Like, you know, you're not the only one. But when you're the one going through it, it's like, damn, am I the only one? Because all around you see people in relationships until you get on like social media or something and you see that you're not the only one. But then it's like, damn, you know what it feels like? You ever went to like a school dance, or you see like the movies when they're at the school dances and like the popular girls are getting dances and they're getting asked to the dance, or they're getting asked to like homecoming or prom, and then they're at the school dance and they're dancing, and then you see like the quote unquote ugly girl, nerdy girl, whatever, sitting on the sideline lonely. That's what it feels like. That's literally what it feels like. Like, to the point, y'all, in high school, I had to ask a guy to my prom. Because nobody wanted to ask me to prom. How fucking sad is that? Luckily, he didn't go to the same school and he was like 2 years older. But at the same time, it's like, damn, like, when you think of prom, you think about like being asked to prom. You see it on the movies, on the shows, in real life. You think about being asked to prom. And though I wasn't the only one who came to prom with someone who didn't go to the school, it was still, I don't, I, like, majority of the people in my senior class came to prom with someone who didn't go to our school. But at the same time, you have that vision in your head. It's like, I want to be asked to prom. I had to ask somebody to my prom. Like, what the fuck? And so But that's what it feels like. It feels like you're the nerdy person at a school dance on the sideline, sitting there watching everybody have fun, watch everybody dance, and you're just like, damn, when will it be my turn? You know? And it's funny, like it's super funny. I literally posted a picture on Instagram, and this guy had commented and he was like, wow, you're so sexy. Thank you. I know that. I get that compliment all the time. Thank you. What are you going to do about it? Because if all you're going to say is, I'm so sexy, and but you just want to have sex, you can keep it. Go fuck the next girl. Please, for the love of God, go fuck the next girl and leave me alone. Thank you for the compliment, but please keep it moving, because if all that is going to lead to is sex, I don't want it. I can do without it. You know, I've had enough to last a lifetime. And I'm good. I'm good. And so, and you see on TikTok, a lot of people are like saying, oh, they talk about like the cliche things people in relationships tell people that's single. Like, yeah, you just gotta let it go. You'll meet them when you least expect it. Like, duh. Like, I know I'll meet them when I least expect it. Like, no one wakes up and be like, oh, I'm gonna meet the love of my life today. Yeah, we know we're going to meet them when we least expect it. It's just like, damn, we were expecting it to happen 10 years ago, And not saying that I don't like being single, because in within my singleness, I've learned a lot about myself, and I've learned a lot about like what I want and what I don't want in a relationship. As especially now that I'm in my 30s, like in my 20s, I had standards, but like I There were like th there were a lot of things I knew I wasn't going to put up with early on, but there were a lot of things I know that as I've gotten older and gotten more in tune with being single, there are a lot of things that I'm like, yeah, I don't have time for that. And it's true what they say, like when you're single and you know your worth and you know what you're not putting up with, your dating pool does get smaller. It gets so small because you do have to be a wee bit retarded to date men. Like you have to be a wee bit retarded to get into a relationship with a man. I'm so sorry to say, but it's true. If you're going to be with a man, you have to, no matter how much of your worth you have to be, you could be the smartest person in the world. But if you're going to be with a man, you're going to have to dumb yourself down just a little bit. Just a little bit. And that's just like, it's so unfair. It shouldn't have to be that way. But to be with a man is, unfortunately, it has to be that way. It's like, why, y'all? I am recording this episode in my car. So if you hear background noise, that's what it is. But it's like, why do I have to be retarded to be with a man? Like, why do I have to dumb myself down to be, why can't they smarten themselves up? Like, god damn. But it's so true. Most women who get into relationships and their long-term relationships, they're not the smartest women. They could be book smart, but when it comes to stuff like men and common sense, they're a wee bit retarded. And it's just like, oh, like I know I would have to dumb myself down in some form or fashion to be with a man. That just is very draining to think about. But at the same time, it's like, damn. And it's mainly because I don't want to pay my own bills. I don't want to take out my own trash. Like, sometimes you want to roll over and cuddle. And it's just like, fuck. Instead I'm rolling over and rolling into my kids because they want to sleep in my bed. It's not fair. It's not fair. It's not fair. and I'm just like, why would they ride past when I'm trying to do this episode? That's so insane and so inconsiderate. But I am outside in my car with the windows down. So yeah, this is a real life podcast. You will hear stuff like that. But yeah, that's where I'm at with this episode. That's where I'm at with this point in my life. I've kind of since gotten over it. Especially with, current situation that's happening, I've kind of since moved past that feeling, but there are times where that feeling will come up. And I'm just like, and I went on ChatGPT and I was like, ChatGPT, like, act like a therapist for like 5 seconds. And I told her what I was thinking. And they were like, listen, it's okay to sit in that moment. It's okay to sit in your feelings and feel that and embrace that. And be like, turn the negative into a positive. And I'm just like, okay, I'll try it. So it's like, I'm just in between. I don't know. I don't even remember what ChatGPT said, but they were like, just turn the narrative from a negative narrative to a positive narrative. So I was like, I'll try to do that. But it's just like, you still, just want that person. And it's like, you just want somebody to want you. Not in a physical sense, but like they like being around you. They like your personality. They like your smile. They like seeing you happy. And it's like, damn, is it ever going to happen? And then when you have kids on top of it, so not only does your pool when it comes to dating get small when you like evolve and you know your worth and you have standards, when you have kids too, now it's even more smaller because a lot of men don't date women with kids. A lot of men see women with kids as like bang bodies, basically, like something to fuck. They don't see you. And I'm not saying that most women with children don't get into relationships because we see it all the time, but a lot of men see women with kids as just something to fuck. They don't really take you seriously. And so when you have kids, your dating pool becomes even more smaller than it does when you're, child free. And it's like, fuck. Like, what the fuck? I might as well just be single until these kids grow up and they're out of the house and then I'll try again. But at that point, I'm not even gonna want to put up with the man at that point. And it's just, it's hard out here. As a woman, I'm just a girl, taking out my own trash, paying my own bills, and I don't want to do that anymore. Like, I want somebody to take me out to eat. Like I said, I just want somebody that wants me, And it's like, you're a good catch, you're a good person, you would make like a good partner. And it's just like, it's kind of like getting a job, where you apply for a job, especially like fresh out of school, whatever. And you go apply for a job and they're like, oh, you need 5 years experience. And I remember I used to be like, well, I can't get the experience if you won't hire me. I can't get the experience if you won't hire me. And it's the same thing with dating. Like, I can't get the experience of dating if nobody will date me. I don't know what it's like to be in a long-term relationship. So I remember I told one guy that I was like, I don't know the ins and outs of being in a relationship, what you're supposed to do, what you're not supposed to do. Like, I don't know these things because I've never done it before. So I'm sorry that I didn't try and fight for our love when you said you were going to walk away. I didn't know that's what we were supposed to do. So forgive me for not knowing anything about that. Forgive me for not trying. Maybe if somebody would have gave me experience, I would have known. Maybe if somebody would have gave me a try and dated me for more than 6 months, I would have known. But I don't know because I don't have the experience. And it's the same, like I said, it's the same thing with, getting a job. I can't have the experience if you won't hire me. But I think that's it for this episode, y'all. I'm kind of glad that I like talked it out because I know there's somebody out there that can relate. I know there's somebody out there that understands what it's like to be like, yo, when's it going to be my turn? Like, what did Ariel say? When's it going to be my turn? Like, somebody out there understands what I'm going through, basically. And you're not alone. So make sure that you understand that you're not alone. All right. So thanks so much for tuning into this episode of Girl Same. If something resonated with you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it, post it, tag us, and let your girls know we're building something real over here. Until next time, take care of yourself like you would your best friend. And remember, no matter what you're going through, girl, same.